Summer break, summer vacation. I'm so glad to be here talking to you, filthy people. You little minions. I'm so glad for the positive vibe that everyone's throwing out there to get the show back up and running. We took a little break. Everyone's been on vacation. Chris Saul is here. Nick Lombardi is here. Rob Walls is here. I think one of these kids is doing his own thing, and that's me, who's out of playoff contention pretty much. But you three are all... Wait a minute.
No.
Rob,
no, I'm
sorry.
Not with you.
I'm going to retract everything I just said. I'm going to go backwards a little bit. I'm so glad to be back. You know, guys, when we did our previous show, it was sometime... It feels like forever ago, does it not? I mean, there's so much shit has gone down since then. Teams have gone up. Teams have gone down. Rob?
Is that twice already?
People have died. I see it right here on my computer. People have died.
I think you fell further than I did.
Dude.
You're right there.
Paul Mahomes?
You're knocking on Bernie Mac's mausoleum right now.
Big time. Big time. I'm trying to get over VR. That's all what I'm doing. I'm in like this world of VR for ninth place.
And you were in like fourth at one point or something.
After like week two.
Well, you were talking. You were talking like it was week 21.
Sucks. What else is going on since then, guys? Summertime.
Summer.
D-Ray's still in first. When we last left, we'd laugh him off. We'd be like, what, dude? Hinsky? I don't even know if Longoria was up yet, for God's sakes. I don't even know if they had locked him up yet.
Yeah.
With the contract.
Yeah, I mean, he came up in, I think, end of April, maybe.
And he's killing it.
Yeah.
End of April?
He's down now.
Maybe even early.
No, later than that.
Really?
Yeah, because it was a big controversy.
Like, remember, you know what I'm saying?
You thought they were going to, you thought they were going to do it till after, like, the arbitration deadline, but they brought him up and...
He's killing it.
Slammed a $90 million contract down his throat or whatever it
was. Brett Favre was retired. He was fishing. We come back. He's on the Jets, which is the most awesome thing, by the way. Being a guy from Milwaukee, seeing Brett come here. And Rick is right. Let's be fair. I got to go to a Jets game. If I don't go to a Jets game now, then there's some serious... ballhood needs to be brought into question, which is even a step further from manhood.
Strip search at that point, yeah.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
Confirmation has to be made.
What happened was, people, Chris made me a list of things that have gone on. You know, I'm like, Chris is a producer of the show. He went to his crack team, the interns and all that, and he said...
Worked hard. All Ivy League, you know... Trying to get out of school.
Just trying to get their foot in the door.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a multi-level, multinational corporation, obviously. And they want their ends. This is what you do. You give them fucking shit to do. Google the months of May, June, July, and August. And give me everything.
But don't give me anything unimportant.
Don't give me anything unimportant. Like the fact that you guys trade away. Maybe the one of the best right-handed hitters of all time. From your hometown team?
Who was purposely faking injuries against the best right-handed pitcher?
Look, I'm not all about it, and I don't know where you guys... I mean, for me, I understand the dude is tough to deal with. Did he cross some, like, uncrossable line by not running out of grounder? I don't know. I can't buy it. You gotta be nice to the guy. If you date a hot chick, you gotta be nice to her. You can't just draw the line in the sand and say...
Yeah, but at a certain point, you gotta have a spine and not put up with shit.
And hot chicks are crazy, too. They'll play out on you.
Well, you deal with it to a certain point. There's a line that you cross. I mean, I think Manny crossed that line. He was sitting out games, basically refusing to carry out his contract. He was getting paid millions of dollars and all, you know, like...
And of course I understand, you know, of course any I mean, if this shit went down in Chicago, they would have strung him up. They would have. He would have come up drowned. He would have drowned him in a lake. If this this stuff happened in L.A., they would have. Well, they'd be like, "Whatever, man. Don't be so harsh." But you know what I'm saying? A lot of towns wouldn't put up with this shit. I understand it, but I just don't. Do you trade away? And it's not because I'm a Red Sox hitter. I like the Red Sox. I like Theo. I like the Red Sox peeps. I have friends that are Red Sox fans right here. So I'm not a hater. I'm not subverting from within. But what I am saying is you don't trade away Manny Ramirez. Now you replace him with Bay. That's a good, nice replacement. But this team suddenly has a shade of white that kind of fucks me up. Rob Walls, can you kick in a little bit?
Yeah, I think...
Trade Manny Ramirez?
I think you and I are in the same boat, but I think the difference is we're not Sox fans, you know?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I think as just a general fan of baseball, I'm bummed that, you know, when I turn on the Sox, it's some, you know, kind of goofy-looking Canadian dude up there instead of Manny, you know?
Whose team is it? Let me just preface it. I thought the team was a Manny Ortiz. They were the guys... Tech with a little settle down, dude. We need to go to work. That's what I thought the dynamic was. Now I'm like, okay, whose team is Uke?
Euclid, Beckett, Ortiz.
Ortiz still?
Oh, yeah.
With his homies?
He and Manny were...
They weren't tight like that?
I mean, I don't think they were... They weren't as tight as they were in the batting order. I think he knows what Manny can do.
Right.
So, you know, Poppy's going to... He's going to cover for him. You know?
Right.
He wants the team. He's all about bringing people together and producing, having fun.
Right.
And that's how baseball gets played, you know.
Right.
It's best. But if you read everything that he's ever said about Manny, he was never, like, full-fledged, like, this guy is amazing. He's the coolest guy in the world. He's my best friend. Never said anything like that. He's backed him up.
Yeah.
100% because he's a hell of a teammate.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't think when he left, he was like, well, shit, I don't want to play for this team anymore.
Right.
I think he knows that Manny's a slacker.
I agree.
And
I mean,
he's
I,
not, and he doesn't
I,
want to be that same guy.
It's a trip because I feel like it's still Tech's team somehow.
Yeah.
Which is a trip because he's
going to love Tech forever, regardless.
Yeah. It's all the guys that have come and gone, you know, on that squad. You know, there's a lot of turnover. I see a lot of ex-Red Sox all over the place. I see Damon playing in Yankee Stadium. I see Garcia Parra hitting walk-off homers against the Phillies. You know, a lot of ex-Sox out there. They're not afraid to move a guy.
Mm-hmm.
A la New England. Maybe, a la the Patriots. They're not afraid to
can't
move a fan
mental.
Favorite.
Yeah.
When Lawyer Malloy got shipped off before week one, I was like, whoa. You know, like, the path. And that was just a safety. They don't give a shit, dude.
One of the big things was, it wasn't necessarily what Manny was doing or not doing in the field. It was as much players in the clubhouse having to answer questions about Manny. That was the main thing that drove the players nuts. Like, Ortiz had to stand there.
It just came to a head this year.
It came to a head. But
shit's been going on forever.
Yeah.
But there used to be this, and you guys know this, there used to be, everyone out in listener land knows, there used to be this cool tension of, like, Manny would spout off, everyone would rumor if he would get traded, then the trade line would come and go, then he'd always be killing it. You know, it would always be that tension of, like, I don't know, Manny, you know, obviously, you know the words, Manny be Manny, everyone says that, but this shit, he crossed the line with what, guys, finally on it, we'll close it on a Manny thing a little bit, but what finally sealed the deal? The idea that he was bagging it to get the fuck out. He crossed the line by, like, by not playing. And had he ever done that before? Because I
actually,
see that...
Yeah. I think he had. The year that Poppy went down with an injury for the rest of the year. It was, what, 06?
Yeah. No, Poppy played in September that year, and Manny sat out September.
Right. But he was out for, like, a month and a half or something like that. And while he was out, it was basically Manny was like, oh, my knee hurt.
Yeah.
And basically tanked the rest of the year.
I mean, Theo's always hated him.
But the difference between that year and this year, the only difference is that he's tradable. He's tradable this year.
Yeah.
They would have traded him. Honestly, he would have been gone.
Yeah.
If they had done that.
Look, I'm gonna be honest. You replace him with Bay, and you see the way Bay he fits in, obviously, with the idea.
Big fan.
Just
white guys. The idea is white guys.
White.
It's the sweetest white team in baseball, hands down.
And they're not, you know, as a white guy,
isn't it?
They got him white. They got really white with this.
If
you go from Manny Ramirez to Jason Bay, you just got white in big time.
Yeah. Next year, their whole infield is going to be white.
Yeah. That's
unreal. 95% white at this point.
That's remarkable.
That's definitely true.
It's unreal.
You don't see that anywhere else.
It's unreal. Which, I mean,
It fits. You go to Fenway, and that was
yeah, it's
go to
a Boston. Pretty
way. That was what I took
that's
away.
That's why
from
we're
my
all
trip
kind
to
of
Fenway.
Quiet.
Yeah.
It's not a diverse city, and it's not a diverse fan base.
I feel like when people look back on it, they're gonna see this run. If they get a couple more titles out of this Beckett era, because you know I've been wrong. Look, dude, Hank Steinbrenner can go. Keeps jerking us about. He's such an idiot. You don't compare Wong and Joe Chamberlain and Josh Beckett.
No.
On what, 3-4 days rest, he beats the Yankees in a World Series with the Marlins. I mean, Josh Beckett is a world better than anyone the Yankees have. So when people look back at this era of the Sox, whatever the Sox thing, they're gonna maybe we're gonna know that it was the idiots and now this group. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of turnover there. The Millars and all this type of thing, and you know, people would say, "Wow, who was the linchpin all that?" I guess just the fucking skipper.
Well, and
a lot of
the farm,
it.
Isn't
it? I mean,
the farm system.
And the farm. I mean,
look
at
all the guys that came up and contributed to the World Series.
What is the constant theme in all that?
You asked whose team is it, and I think above and beyond anything else, it's Theo's team.
That's impressive.
He plays
that's impressive.
Plays it like a fantasy team.
That's impressive,
way, you know.
Better than Bean. The guy everyone raves about?
Well, I mean, what would Bean do with the budget that Theo has?
Cash.
Think, what would he do? Would he know how to spend it? Would he know how to manage all them big timers?
Easier said than done. Yeah. Epstein's
you know what I'm saying? He might turn into Steve Phillips with all that money. You know what I'm saying? So we wave goodbye to Manny Ramirez. He's wearing jersey number
99. Oh, man, that's got to drive you up a wall.
I can't look at him.
I saw that.
He's one of my favorite
it's gonna drive Mike
professional athletes.
Insane.
And then I saw it, and I'm like, why, like, I don't know, dude. Why you got to pull this Rodman shit? I mean, just respect the sport a little bit. Why you always got to be so,
made it clear that he doesn't respect the sport itself. He respects hitting. He respects pitching.
And who can handle him?
He's a hell of a player, but he doesn't.
Torrey can handle him. Torrey can handle that fucking
he's
guy.
Gonna, he's going to... I don't
if
know if it'll happen this year, but he's going to go nuts.
A-Rod's the biggest baby I ever saw. And he actually... I mean, and the guy MVP
under Torrey.
A-Rod
cares every day.
A-Rod
he's a douchebag.
Yeah.
I hate the dude, but you can't say that
he
does not ever...
But the psychology of the pressure that he puts himself under is a harder thing to crack than to give a guy a kick in the ass who doesn't get fazed by pressure. I think. A guy that gets weighted down by, like, the weight of the world thing, it's harder to chill that motherfucker out than it is to pep up a fucking malcontent. And Torrey... I mean, I don't, you know, Torrey would get respect from anyone, you know. Manny Ramirez, who just doesn't give a shit.
Well, that's the thing. He's aloof, you know. He's just how do you? Yeah, it's not a
LA's
motivation.
LA's perfect for him. It's perfect for him.
Yeah, exactly. That's
even better than like San Diego or somewhere. They just don't, you know. You can do bad, and they're like, all right. Hey, bring up the first baseman's brother. Because the guy hits over 30 home runs. He's the one guy that can hit. And they bring up his fucking brother.
Hey, Adrian, I forgot to ask you. Can he catch a baseball?
Yeah.
Got to go.
He's okay.
Breaking up on me.
Holy shit.
Thanks, guys.
I mean, we waved by to Manny. I'm going to miss. It's going to.
I'm going to miss him. I mean, he was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Oh,
and hilarious.
So much
great.
Fun.
Yeah. Just hilarious.
He's a fucking great player, man.
I can't count the times that I just sat there and giggled to myself about how awesome it was to have him on our team. But it hit a tipping point this year.
Yeah.
The team can pitch. They got, you know, they build it on the pitching.
They
build it on the youngsters. You know, the guys up the middle. You got Ellsbury, Pedroia.
You got Paul Bird now.
Bird, you got the
Bird.
Bird
is huge.
Bird is the word.
Yeah.
I mean, dude.
Anti-pornography advocate.
Saul sent me an email.
Oh, boy.
He was basically furious that he now has to root for Paul
Bird. I hate Paul Bird.
I think he's the ugliest guy in baseball.
His face, they're probably ugly
guys. Why do you hate Paul Bird?
His face really pisses me off.
Uh-huh.
You have a thing against dwarfs in general, though.
Yeah, he has a dwarf face.
Yeah, he's got a dwarfy face.
Are you kind of freaked out by...
I can't root
for him. Are you being serious?
Yeah.
You hate Paul Bird?
I hate Paul Bird.
What did he...
Well,
Because of the shit last year?
Well, he's annoying as hell. I used to hate when he would beat my team.
Seems to me like he's a Red Sox, though.
He's boring as hell. Yeah.
He was a Red Sox in Indians closing. He was a Red Sox in Indians closing.
I said,
he's a white pitcher.
I don't get it.
He mouths off a lot.
He looks like an old timer.
He wears his fucking shit up high. He kind of looks like a Sox.
I don't get why you guys
don't. You know how my theory that Pat Burrell has always been a Cardinal, even though he's a Philly? Pat Burrell looks like a fucking St. Louis Cardinal.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
You guys have been watching National League Baseball too long if you're not pissed off by Paul Burt, because the guy is a joker. He sucks. He writes books about how porn.
You're seriously
the temptations
pissed.
Of porn, which is just like he's this sanctimonious prick who's using HGH. He's got this little ass face. He throws.
Okay,
like he's the least interesting pitcher to watch.
To the nation, then I say this: Game 5, playoffs. Beckett shoulders a little tight. He got a little roughed up. They're down like fucking 3-1.
What'll it take for you to turn around on Paul Byrd?
That's my point. If he pitches a gem
in the playoffs. Yeah.
Because, dude, he'll pull one out of his ass.
Like he did against the Sox
last year. I guarantee Paul Byrd will pull some shit
like
out of his ass in the playoffs.
Throw a gem ski against the
I almost lost my mind during that. It was a game 4 of the ALCS last year, and the Sox couldn't hit Paul Byrd.
Game 2, I think.
I was... beside myself. It's like maddening. It's a little,
I mean,
little ass in the
he
board.
Was a relevant pitcher, 3 years ago? He's a 20 game winner.
Yeah.
Hey, the guy's pitching big playoff games last year.
I hate him.
He's pitching big playoff games last year.
I can't think of a baseball player I dislike more.
I mean, he reminds me of the guys we saw when we were kids, the Violas. And I understand they were guttier guys. But he just reminds me of that old 80s style pitcher, that white fucking Doug Drabeck.
Yeah. You know, these types. He didn't always throw like that, you know.
I know, but I'm saying to me now, like when I think of him, I only think of last year because he just like the Yankee series and the Red Sox series when they came on the brink and Beckett pulled the Sox. I mean, let's be fair, that was one of the better. That was one of the most clutch pitching fucking games ever, dude. Beckett killed it that night. Anyway, I've become a big fan.
Yeah.
Over these last couple months, because you just start to realize, okay, who's the man? This dude, he's great. But anyways, I remember Bird last year in the whole HGH, and he really gutted out some big games. And it's a good pickup, dude. That's not...
If you want to win a 7-5 game, Paul Bird is the guy to start.
Dude, it's not a bad
pickup. Listen, I don't think it's a bad pickup.
You could give me a fucking starting rotation of Randy Wolf, that Paul Bird, Jose Contreras... I'm telling you,
I'll take Randy Wolf over all those guys.
I like those type of pitchers.
I don't like guys who don't strike dudes out. I know that's you
not
know,
for
that's
fantasy, but in
special,
a,
but
dude, not in fantasy. But the guy can fucking play. He's got. I'm telling you guys right now, and everyone in the listening land knows this. Paul Byrd's gonna have a gem in the playoffs. You can mark my words on that, dude. And everyone, he'll be a hero. He'll have his own radio show in Boston after he retires. He'll be able to go back for appearances. I'm telling you. He's a perfect fit up there. Rob?
I hope you're right.
I agree.
He plays a Red Sox.
It was a matter of time.
He got traded, and I'm like, done. Makes perfect sense. Short Pants Radio Show. This is the Paul Byrd Show. Now, officially. And he's going to pitch a great game. We've got so much to get into. There were trades this summer. League trades. There's been a ton of movement in the standings, except for dudes right at the top. My team is sunk like a stone. We're going to get into all that. Plus a word from the commission, I think, later about rosters and such. A little roster debate when we come back right after this. We're back. I'm back. I'm looking over the league trades this summer. There was a fury of B-list going on. Kazmat Sui getting traded.
I figured him for one of the least tradable entities in the league. You unload him.
You've had trouble with your middle infielders this year.
Anyone that can unload him.
You couldn't get
really
Kelly Johnson. You couldn't pry Kelly Johnson away from the
anyone
ship.
That can,
is that the word?
I mean, you ask any question about PMF, the answer is middle infield. That's why I did something stupid.
Honestly, Rob, I've been thinking of this for a couple weeks.
Haunted by it.
And I know that, and I've been thinking of this a couple weeks. You never should have dropped Brian Roberts.
Wow.
this is not what I need right now.
And that was last fucking season. Because he's got everything you need. He's got the steals. He goes on these tears, double tears. He's a good fantasy player. Brian Roberts is a good fantasy player. Can everyone else chime in on that?
Hands down. Yeah.
I was paying him, I think, $18 or $17.
Would you pay that, though? You're paying, I mean, hey, come on. You're paying, like,
back
three
then,
dudes.
Back my salary was, you know, sniffing 200s, but, and now it's, you know, at about 176. So, yeah, now it seems like, sure, I'll throw some money at Brian Roberts. But at the time, it didn't make sense.
Right? Segue alert. Speaking of infield reinforcements, Nick acquires Carlos Delgado. The streak, the once almost sent on a raft back to much, fucking the DR or wherever he's from.
The much maligned.
The much maligned Delgado. Oh, yeah. The resurgent Carlos Delgado.
Year and a half slump Carlos Delgado. Yeah.
All of a sudden, every game now, he's driving people in. Look at his line the last eight weeks.
Is, I mean,
it's sick.
It's baffling. How are you going a year and a half slump?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
And I don't want to hear on the radio talking about Howard Johnson and the extensive work Howard Johnson. I don't even want to hear it. Something happened with him. He finally fucking got a mistress, or finally left a mistress. Something happened with him. He saw a voodoo doctor, a witch doctor.
Big ADD, so you get back on to
what the fuck is going on?
Get the greenies back on or something?
I don't know, dude. Nick, can you chime in about Carlos Delgado?
I have no idea what's happened to him.
You play him at infield because you got more known.
Well,
you know this.
Yeah, it was part of this. I mean, I looked at my lineup and I was like, I stink at IF, especially when J.J. Hardy is actually being J.J. Hardy.
You got a good few weeks out of him, though.
I got a good month out of him.
He was killing it. He had one of those Hardy.
But
he got Hardy.
That wasn't the long
term. That's a ball.
Another
PMF.
Another PMF dump.
Look at his numbers.
Yeah. Right. I mean,
he killed it last year.
Yeah, and that's when I had him.
But I'm saying when he was out, he had a great...
6 weeks where he was basically hitting about almost 400 and hitting bomb every three games. Like, it was, he was on a tear for a while, but I mean, he's a very streaky guy, and it was probably the best streak of his career. I just wrote it.
Right.
But, I mean, that's why I went for Delgado, because I looked at infield and I was like, it's either him or Mike Jacobs.
And you give up Volquez.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that was kind of a tough decision.
Boy, guy's got a ton of strikeouts. God damn, he's had a great year.
Yeah, he has, but I mean, his second half has been shit, and I was kind of, I've been debating this whole year whether or not he's for real and he was just under the radar and he's proven scouts wrong, or if he's just kind of the Zach Duke of this year or something.
Right.
He strikes a lot of guys out. He's got a wicked changeup and a good fastball, but I mean,
you can afford to get rid of him for Delgado.
You know, it hasn't been a perfect, like, his ERA has been nasty. He's won a lot of games, struck out a lot of dudes, but like,
that ballpark's dangerous too. For
yeah, so
you were working the. I mean, looking at it, you were working the fucking trades because you trade 2 days earlier. You trade for Carlos Lee.
I had
the big bet.
I had two. My lineup had two holes: infield and utility.
Upton and Braxton, you gave up, huh?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I mean,
some you.
I mean, Lee has never been hurt, right?
Those were two great trades.
Lee is like maybe the most consistent player in baseball.
Yeah, until he fucking broke his. Yeah. In six places.
Bronson Arroyo.
Yeah.
A little revenge.
Hey, seriously, he's pissed.
That is sucked. That's a big trade. I'm looking at it right now. It's a big trade.
That sucked, yeah.
That's the biggest trade of the year.
Going into the postseason, Lacy with Carlos Lee and Carlos Delgado. I mean, you've never seen such trade deadline drama.
Oh, I know. I freaked out when I saw Lacy getting Carlos Lee.
I mean, talk about making a statement going into the playoffs.
So what are you going to do now and then and left? What is you got?
I mean, it's not a whole lot I can do. I mean, last things, Millage has been playing real well. Jacobs has been playing real well.
Jacobs, dude.
I mean, I basically got to... I gotta fill some holes, you know? There's not a whole lot I can do. It's past the trade deadline. I gave up the chips I had.
Wish we could do some under-the-table trades.
A lot of outfielders move. I mean, you know, Lasorda was... He really need outfield guy. He gets the David the Jesus from me. You go out and get Pat the Bat. Are you still starting him, Chris?
I didn't
Not
see
right
that.
Now. Just because...
which one?
Pat the Bat for Chris Young?
Yeah. Chris B.
Chris is young.
What happened to Chris B?
Chris is young.
He's not ready to start for a contender.
And you got Beltran, who's also not having one of the better years I've seen.
And Jay Bruce is going to have, you know, he's going to have center field eligibility. Burrell's been ice cold, but Ibanez has been
What happened to Joey?
He's been insane lately.
I mean, I'm looking down the list. PMF with another trade. You give up Dick Hard. You get Votto. What happened to Votto?
He's on bereavement. He doesn't want to talk about it.
What are you talking? Are you serious?
Click on the exploding memo.
You're serious?
Exploding memo.
The reason for his absence is kept private at Votto's request. Oh my god.
Dealing with the repercussions of coming out of the closet to his family.
He doesn't want
to
talk about
his
it.
Fucking... No, his mistress is pregnant. That's what's going on.
That has to be what's up. Wow.
That's bullshit.
That must... Yeah, that's kind of like... That stings a little bit. You can't even get an answer why the guy's gone.
It's like flu-like symptoms when a dude goes out and gets...
I lose Hamilton for one night because his wife is going to give birth to a kid, which is fun. I don't know how that kid's going to come out. Hamilton's kid's going to come out like...
Yeah.
Cross-eyed in 3 years.
Yeah, say, you know what I'm saying? I mean, he's going to come out and be like, where's my joint, my nigga? Let's start it with another trade in June. This is how long this show has been off there. I know you people know this, but goddamn. And these are the names I always see with Tommy. Marcus Thames. Victorino. The Flying Hawaiian. Houston fucking Street. For Harang.
For the Ranger. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
The Harangutan.
Give me Houston Street, Victorino, and Thames, and I'll give you a starting pitcher that doesn't do shit. I got 8 of them. Heron. Oh, that was a... We already talked about this. That's how old that show... That's how old this trade is. There has not been a lot of movement, guys.
Yeah.
Right at the end, there was.
Yeah.
Deadline. I mean, it sort of went like a pro major league season, you know? There's a little bit of flurry.
There was a lot of wind going. There was a lot of...
Totally, yeah.
That kind of wind.
Yeah.
I mean...
I remember when the... A-Rod buzz was going
on. I heard about it, man.
I didn't hear about that.
There was some sniffing around for A-Rod.
Yeah, I was looking at him, but the price was high. Yeah.
Oh, my God. You're telling me? Fuck, dude. Did you want to fucking... I mean, everyone wants Hamilton.
Yeah.
Which is fine. If you want Hamilton, you got to give me Hamilton.
And maybe more.
Yeah.
I like to see signs of Guapo alive, at least.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I was worried for a while that he wasn't paying attention.
Well...
Does he still have bonds? He still got bonds.
He was...
Yeah, that is...
That's loyalty.
He's from San Francisco.
That's loyalty, guys.
I mean, my understanding is that it's been a busy year for him studying for the bar. He's been paying attention, but not that closely, and he just... I don't know.
Well, let me ask you guys...
He's declared that next year, he's like, I'm in it to win it next year. So
I believe him. Dude knows this shit. I'm not fucking with him anymore.
Finally dropped Kyle Kendrick a couple days ago.
All right. Here we go.
Step in the right direction.
That's a shot. Under the table, a ball kick. I think the team of the year, I'm going to go out on a limb. The team story of the year is John Forrest.
Oh,
team.
No question.
Yeah.
Unquestionable.
With a lineup of AJ Scumbag Przinski. Carlos Pena finally hitting the head. Wasn't hitting for him all year, and he was still doing good. Now he's got Pena back. Guess what Pena did today? Homer. Terrio, all right. Cantu, all right. Jimmy Rollins. Manny Ramirez. That was my chair, ladies and gentlemen. That was my chair. That's fucked up.
Is that the one that was already broken?
I mean, I couldn't have done this shit.
No, that's just the backing. That's all right.
Okay. Rick and Keel. Look at that. This is a piece of chair.
That's a piece of history.
Yeah. What does that mean?
That's going in the hall.
Those Nano Cops Broadcasting Hall of Fame right there.
Dude.
Dining room set.
That was your grandparents' chair?
These chairs are not special to me.
Oh.
The table. Don't fuck with the table.
Yeah. Okay.
The chair,
you got it.
Worthless.
I'm wiping off the table. This dude is in third place. This dude talks shit on the fucking comments. He knows he's good. He's got a team that'll come for you. I mean, what has Rollins done this year? Has Rollins had a really great year?
Incredible.
Has Manny had a great year? What I'm saying is John Ford's going into playoffs. It's going to be tough to deal with. If the Phillies are going for some shit, if the Dodgers are going for some shit, yeah?
Yeah. What's his pitching staff looking like?
Kazmir, Jar Jurgens, Carlos Zambrano. Kyle Loesch, Lincecum.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Lincecum's hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Bruise.
That's right.
Bruise, not a... It'd be interesting to see how they deal with that, whether they shut
K-Rod. K-Rod's good for five saves a week.
Yeah.
I mean, what the fuck?
The Giants would be fucking crazy to mess around with.
Yeah. Yeah.
If he's hurt in any way, they should shut him down.
Yeah. That's what they're saying on the radio today. They're like, put him down for the year. Yeah. Put him down for the year right now. Just do it.
Because if your knee is fucked up, and if that's your plant foot, you're going to overcompensate with your arm. And yeah.
So John Forrest, third place, 15 games out of first. Of course, our first place team is Lacey. I know, Nick, I know you say, you're like, yo, team story of the year, it should be Lacey Underalls. I'm in first place. I'm up by 12 games. I got Chris Iannetta, who hit a double.
I don't want to sound arrogant, but it's not a story unless I win the championship, because I've won the league before, and it's I'm the Colts. Beaton nailed it.
Yeah.
I'm, damn, you're the Colts.
I'm Peyton Manning.
It's true.
What is Chris, then? You're on a roll. What is Chris? He's like the Chargers.
I'll take that.
Yeah, that's pretty
good. I'll take that. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I'll take
perennial
that.
Playoff. Always worry if they're going to get to the big game.
Yeah, I'll take that.
But perennial playoff.
There's always excitement surrounding the squad.
And a core group of killers. You know, there's a core group of real nasty.
I'll take that. I like that. That's good.
Rob?
I'm with that.
Rob.
There it comes.
A team lacking firepower. Got all the, you know, got the fundamentals down pat.
Now it's the Dolphins.
No, don't say that.
Come on.
Maybe the Bears?
Maybe the fucking Bears. A lack of real explosive firepower, but solid.
Yeah.
In all phases. Special teams, defense, good offensive line, but they just don't have that big play. You know, Bears. You might be a Bear, dude.
I like the Bears.
Mothership. Raiders.
I don't know. Yeah, it's
got to be the Raiders.
I think Guapo is more the Raiders.
Really?
Guapo's like Tampa Bay.
Guapo's like, because he picks up all the old guys?
Yeah, just like sort of the cast off.
See, but the thing about the Raiders is they do is look at a sheet and say, who's the biggest, strongest, fastest guy? Seriously, that's all they ever do. And they always lose. And that's my fucking team. Because I look at my team and I say, boy, you look good. But you don't hit. And you got some age. Dude, by the way, Rob Dolman. Awesome hookup for Mikey. Great catcher. He's a great hitting catcher. Look at this guy.
He's taking credit for one of your best moves of the year. So basically,
I don't know what's going on right here.
I'm saying you hooked me up. You dropped Dolman. Who do you start a catcher? I'm sorry, I'm looking it up. Who do you start a catcher now, Rob?
I think you might have to put this show on hold and tinker around, you know, retool for a couple more months.
Deonno Navarro. He doesn't get as good as Ryan Dolman.
Look at the numbers.
Navarro?
Yeah. He's
an all-star, right? He's got 297. Oh, okay. That's why I'm in 10th place. So, like I say, ladies and gentlemen, John Forrest, you're killing it. And your guys really haven't, like, maxed out, in my opinion.
If that team starts hitting on all cylinders, then
fucking forget it,
dude. Dude, how about Snatty turning himself into? I didn't see Snatty coming at all. That was one team I.
Snatty Boombatty?
Yeah, I mean
he's on the bubble.
He's sniffing
without Poppy a lot,
right? Yeah, and now Poppy's looking like he's about to start getting
pop off a little bit, dude. He's still rolling with Dunn. I'm looking at your team right now, Snatty, and you fucking. Xavier Nady, dude. He's your mascot. And he's already hit like six dongs. And of course, ladies and gentlemen, of course, Rick is now in fifth place. And coming on like a fucking train with his steady diet of Princey and Kisler and Carnacion. You know the names, Jose Reyes, Ishiro Suzuki, Mr. Matt Holliday, Randy Stinkwind, Ethier with the game winning RBI last night, Aubrey Huff from the ship. He doesn't have anyone on his bench, basically, dude. He holds on to these dudes. Gallardo. Leary. Neshek.
Yeah. He's holding on to Neshek. Jesus.
He finally got rid of Homer Bailey.
Yeah.
The guy's been around fucking... You know, longer than Homer.
He's a classic disaster.
He went to the mat for Homer Bailey.
Yeah. He's got nothing.
I mean,
eventually.
Yeah, but
you guys in the playoff realm, and that includes you, Rob. Because Rob,
mathematically, I could get in, but it's very.
You're 12 games behind sixth place.
We got time. Left.
You got BI this week.
I got two more weeks after this. It could happen, but it's unlikely.
I mean, listen, dude. Get with that.
Your own doubt.
You hear that?
I know.
You hear that, Seth?
What the fuck? Fuck up. Your pitching staff is now. Why did you get rid of Domit? He's good.
Did you? Your minor league draft was heavy on infielders.
What's good? Yeah.
Was that
just
was
like
that,
I'm saying?
Was that a reaction?
The name of my failure is that I'm absolutely obsessed with trying to shore up my middle infield.
How is eighth place a failure? 12 games out. How many more weeks do we got?
If I don't make the playoffs, it's a failure for sure.
I understand that, dude, but you're not. I mean, you're talking like you're out of it. You're 12 games behind the guy in sixth place. You got to jump Snatty. If you can't, I mean.
That's two.
You got to jump and quit being Snatty. Come on, dude. Come on. You got to get yourself out of that mindset.
And Lasorda is sinking like a stone.
Is that the fucking thing?
Yeah. He's beside himself.
How do you lose with Ryan Howard, Chase Utley, Chipper?
Ryan Howard is not.
Yeah.
He's not all that. Doesn't he get you that OPS, though, or whatever the fuck
he strikes out like a motherfucker.
Yeah. He sets records every year for whiffing.
You know what? I'd give that category up, though, to get those bombs and them ribbies, guys. Yeah. I'm not kidding, dude. I got one guy that hits one
of
21
runs. How many bombs
did
he hit this year?
33, I think, which is
leading.
Yeah.
I look at his team. He's got a good team.
Well, I mean, Lasorda got absolutely devastated by injuries.
I don't know why. You know what? I picked up John Mayne. He dumped him. I like John Mayne. John Mayne's a good pitcher, isn't he? Fantasy?
Yeah.
Pitcher? He's a good fantasy pitcher,
yeah,
right?
It wouldn't anchor my staff around him, but I mean,
I know, but he's
been real good this year.
I mean, I've seen some dude. I was starting your guy for a while, Bronson Arroyo. Try that once.
He might be the best starting pitcher on the waiver wire right now.
Mm-hmm. That's
there's not a lot of starters.
I feel bad for my builders right now.
So, League of Women Voters Report, do you guys have any? I mean, is there a team that is there anything else? We talk about Snatty, we talk about John Forrest. It's me and the Flash fighting for 10th or 11th place, apparently. VR, 9th place. I guess my question is, who is, like, how many weeks are left? Who is legitimately eliminated?
It's 3 weeks of playoffs, right?
VR.
Oh, four, because it's the finals is two.
Yep.
You can see who's eliminated. You know, check out the add drop section.
How do you know?
Well, look at the kind of pickups. Are they making pickups for the playoffs, or are they making pickups for next year? That's who's eliminated.
I'm making pickups for next year.
So you're eliminated. VR just did. I've been making pickups for next year. I picked up Elijah Dukes. Am I going to the playoffs?
Right. Damn, dude. Tone got a little sad right now in my mind.
It's not easy being me right now.
Why do you say that, though?
You're on the bubble.
You're at 12 games behind. You can win 12 games.
How many?
You can have a 12-game shift in 1 week.
Three more matchups for the rest of the season?
Listen.
Counting this one, yeah.
You guys are nice guys, and I appreciate it.
It's not even about that. Dude, you have 3 weeks to get 12 games on a dude? That's 4 games a week.
You got Flash and Mothership in your last 2 weeks.
Yeah. Hey.
You got me last year. Oh, it's going to come down like last year.
Spoiler.
Oh, snap.
That's right. Wasn't the same thing last year? Didn't you take me out?
Last week of the year.
Motherfucker.
Close, too, dude.
Domit's going to hit 567.
Yeah.
Brian Robinson is going to steal 13 bases. Dude, I'm going to be getting drunk and taking leaks on your doorstep.
League Women Voters Report.
Wow, yeah.
I mean, we got to take a short break, but we'll be back right after this. Short Pants Radio Show. The gang is all here. Guys, over the last, I don't know, week, two, I don't even know how long it's been. I've been watching the Olympics.
It's last Friday.
Last Friday. What's the story of these Olympics? Say his name.
Michael Phelps.
This fucking kid has more fucking bling, dude. He's like Mr. T out there, dude. And he's going to get another what? How many gold medals does one motherfucker need to get? I mean, this is the most dominant shit I ever saw, dude. And I know everyone's talking about it. I understand that. That's why we're going to talk about it. because I never would give a shit about swimming. But in the United States of America, I don't know how it is in Russia. I don't know how it is in Thailand or wherever. When you bring home the gold, that's fucking something, dude.
Oh, yeah.
And they're showing that shit with Jesse Owens. Think about that a second, dude. You go into fucking... You got fucking Hitler right up in the booth and Jesse Owens kicking ass. That's awesome.
Yep.
So I get into the Olympics. I get into the history of it. I get into fucking the Chinese, like, that opening ceremony shit was off the hook.
Dude, I was drunk at a bar in Queens after the Mets game. Yeah. I was captivated. I thought it was the coolest shit ever.
The opening ceremony.
Maybe I was a little drunk.
Yeah.
When that dude started running around.
That was the most awesome shit, dude.
It was like, Chinese are so different than us.
I know.
They will take over the world one day.
And I might let them.
Well, it's the kind of show that,
shit together.
It's the kind of show that a democracy can't put on.
Right.
You know, because he can't afford to do that kind of thing.
Right. And if that guy falls and dies, he does it in the honor of the state.
Right. Or, you know,
here to fucking like you can convince sue everybody.
1,000 people to, you know, dance in the same way for 2 years practicing it for,
it would have been our most popular country music act of the time would have been playing.
Right, of course. Big and Rich.
Yeah, I noticed something in the opening ceremonies that I don't know if anybody else noticed.
Shoot.
You know when you see people from the West, like, they're supposed to be the great athletes, and they, like, jog out. They have, like, long gaits, and, like, you know, they're supposed to look sort of, like, everything's sort of, like, very easy. Have you noticed that, like, in the Olympics, every single person in the opening ceremony from the Chinese, they have these, like, tiny little pitter-patter steps.
Everybody who does?
Go, little shuffle steps.
The Chinese do?
Yeah, they always run like that.
Yeah.
It's got to be a cultural thing, right?
There's no swagger. There's no swagger in a communist
just,
state.
Like, humble little steps.
Yeah.
No shit. I gotta, like, even just walking around everywhere. If I were to turn on the Olympics and see their coach
carrying the torch, when an American carries the torch, he's gonna be like,
"Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah."
The Chinese just.
Or it's Muhammad Ali, and they got him propped up on something. Like,
oh, no, that's too bad. Poor Muhammad.
That fucking guy. Poor Muhammad.
Well, I mean, it's a country that's built on, like, individual, or, you know, built on individualism versus a culture that's built on, you know, community.
I thought it was a very interesting way for that to come out.
Yeah.
Like, it was very obvious.
I'm not going to lie. I don't like the country of China. I don't like the way they do business.
Yeah.
I don't like the fact that Bill Gates builds all their operating systems over there, and all the main office for Windows is in Beijing. I don't like it. I don't like the Tibet shit. I don't care for that. I don't like them arresting a journalist on TV last night. I don't care for how they do business. Oppressing worker uprisings not with you're fired, with straight up murder. That's a fucked up place. China's a fucked up place.
Totalitarian.
Now, we all know that this is their big showcase in the world. If this is how progress works, if this is how shit works, and this is how they want, if they want to really change things, good for you. But, dude, they know how to put on a fucking light show and a fireworks show. What? Well,
you know how they love fireworks. I mean,
dude,
they invented fireworks.
Chinese fire drill.
Yeah.
It was on. That fucking shit was on. And that stadium looks awesome.
Yeah. The bird's nest.
And secretly, so I also want to say, secretly, the super rich in this country love China.
Oh, yeah.
Because if they don't take no shit from the fucking working class, they put them down and bury them. They don't give a shit about pollution. Dude, they'll put fucking... It's like the Simpsons with the fucking nuclear waste pouring into the fucking lake.
Yeah.
They don't give a shit, dude. They let industry roll over there, dude. You can have anything you want there, dude.
At the same time, they're also, like, the leader in all, like, green business.
Really?
Pretty much, yeah.
But they also have a horrible thing
because they got, what, 2 billion people.
Yeah.
Industrializing them.
Yeah.
Crazy, right?
I mean, like I say,
they're better than us right now in terms of that shit. Their pollution is worse, but their production is better.
Now, if the Olympics go to Chicago in 2016, then you're going to see some shit. Then you're going to see some. Chicago will do it up. And London will do it up, too. But this was cool. I really like it. This dude Phelps. And there, you know what? I see stuff on the news, and you guys hear it, too. The swimsuit is high-tech. The water has a thing where there's no, like...
It's like the deepest pool.
It reduces. It's deeper than it usually is, so it's calmer for some shit. all this excuses. I don't give a shit. The dude beats everybody.
Yeah.
There's not. It's not a competition.
Yeah.
It's like Tiger sometimes. It's not. Yeah. It's better than Tiger. You know.
It's complete dominance.
The
technology discussion is about beating world records. It's not about who's better than who.
Because in any pool, this cat would win, right? Yeah. I mean, this dude, all he does is win.
Yep.
He's a monster.
All he does is win and fucking... Goofy monster. He's a goofy monster.
Well, yeah, because his legs are like, you know, the legs of like a 5'7" guy, but he's 6'7" or something. Yeah. He's just got like a gargantuan torso.
And I, you know...
I respect that.
Right. Big time.
Did you see the Spanish basketball team photo?
No.
Their team photo, they're all standing there doing Chinese eyes.
Oh.
There's like been a huge controversy about that.
Why did they do that?
I don't know.
Spaniards don't get it. It's a good joke.
Yeah, because that joke never gets old.
Dirty knees?
Chinese, Japanese, dirty knees. That was next.
Anybody tell what time the Chinese man goes to the dentist joke? I hope not.
2:30?
Yeah. It's the best joke
Jesus
ever written.
Christ.
Oh, God, I love that joke.
Dudes, I don't even care about these Olympic sports. I'm watching beach volleyball. I'm watching handball, which I guess we're all a big fan of.
In an area.
Hey,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm watching crazy shit.
I play hand shaft.
These guys, there's an Olympic sport where a guy shoots shit with a pistol, with a fucking rifle. He shoots at a fucking clay thing like you're at the range, and the guy gets an Olympic medal for it.
Isn't that part of like decathlon or something?
Shooting is a fucking sport.
Do they do shooting in the summers?
Yeah, I thought that was part of the winter decathlon.
I saw a dude with a rifle
the biathlon.
Yeah. He's like some hick from down south.
Dude, I was dead tired. I got home last night at 12:30 and stayed up for an hour watching the fucking badminton game.
Badminton.
I was riveted. Absolutely riveted.
It's awesome. It's
the fastest moving object in sports.
Faster than highlight?
The shuttlecock?
Really?
The ball in highlight is the fastest thrown object in sports.
Oh, can I say this? And I want to... Highlight is a great segue. That should be an Olympic sport, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, golf has got to be an Olympic sport.
You think so? This is interesting. I've been thinking about this a lot.
People would be so into
not,
it.
Not because of golf.
People would be so into it.
Not because of golf, but because of also tennis and also baseball and soccer. Does it diminish the Olympics because the Olympic gold medal in a certain sport isn't the ultimate prize? Like the ultimate prize.
Should be.
Definitely it diminishes.
Yeah. Yeah.
If the best aren't out there, yeah.
You know, like.
If the best aren't out there, then it must.
You know, like golf, you want to win a major. You don't want to win an Olympic gold medal. Or like tennis, you want to win a major.
Plus, I would think what's now? I guess they could just move the PGA. That's the biggest tournament. And just have, you know, I would want to see fucking.
But you want to see some, like, you know, some dudes from Senegal, like, digging up the course at Augusta?
Well, you'd have to qualify. I mean, the qualifying beforehand would have to be hard.
You son of a bitch.
You know what it is?
Very good Senegalese
Or, like, baseball. I mean, baseball is only, like, four teams matter, and the rest is, like, you
it's
know.
Probably the most dramatic example.
Dominating.
The best in the world aren't there.
Dominating, you know, the Netherlands.
And, this past, like, after Kobe and the Lakers lost in the playoffs, he was like, you know, training when Shaq came out with that video and he was talking shit about
how my ass tastes.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
One of the best.
Yeah.
Kobe's like, you know, I'm not really worried about it. I'm not trying to worry about that right now because I'm playing for my country and, you know, that's the most important thing. Did anybody believe him? I didn't believe him. It's just like, they obviously don't care about the Olympics nearly as much as their own professional sport.
Right.
That's okay. That's not a bad thing.
No. Right.
But I agree. I think those sports where it's like it's just something you do. You throw a team out there. Soccer, it's under 23, so it's like limited.
Right.
So I guess you can make the argument that, you know,
but it's not
the greatest. Like
it's not the best in the world.
I don't mind that rule, honestly. I don't mind that rule, honestly, for a couple other sports. Honestly, I don't mind that. I think that rule's kind of cool.
The age rule. Yeah. No, I don't mind that rule.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I think it gives it at least something different.
Absolutely.
Than other, like. Global.
And this is the thing about the redeem team. They lose to Greece in the fucking national whatever in the world championships 2 years ago. They lose to Greece. They lose to fucking Greece 2 years ago. and they just beat them yesterday by 40. And what does that tell you about U.S. men's Olympic basketball?
That they don't like getting boxed out by guys from Greece?
Effort. It's just a matter of effort with those fucking guys. And that's another, you know, Chris Krzyzewski's going to get another fucking, he's going to get another accolade. You know, he's just that, you know, it's like the difference between Larry Brown and Krzyzewski. Everyone hated Larry Brown and they lost for him. Krzyzewski just gets everything his way. He just, he's got national titles, he's a millionaire, he got a gold medal. He's good for a reason. But dude, the United States should never lose an Olympic basketball game or any fucking game.
Yeah.
Ever. I don't even want to see the score close to 30, dude. LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, Dwayne Wade, Dwight Howard, Carmelo Anthony, the list goes on. Against who? Chikisvili and fucking Yao Ming and his group of fucking, you know, and that's funny, seeing Yao and the rest of that team. The rest of the team is like 6'1", and he's fucking 7'14", or whatever the fuck he is. He's tall as shit, dude. Dream team should never... Men's basketball, United States men's basketball should never fucking lose. Amen?
Amen. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's a fucking...
It's painful.
Yeah, I'm still pissed.
It just speaks... I mean, it just speaks to what happens when you have, like, a sport where they're, you know... Where the incentive is. Yeah, where the incentive isn't there.
And is that the fear? I mean, is that why they don't make...
I don't think...
golf and...
I don't think it's... Yeah, I think so.
They don't let pro baseball players go? I guess they couldn't, right? Pro baseball would not stop. Bud would be like, no.
Well, the union also...
Well, baseball's not in the next Olympics. This is the last year for baseball.
Why is that? Because the best guys don't go?
Because it's horse shit.
Why don't you send over a farm team? Why don't you send over the best AAA guys?
Cubans are going to be so pissed.
It just comes down to... I mean, the World Baseball Classic with, like, you know, the best teams in it. It doesn't...
See, it doesn't make any sense to that World Baseball Classic thing. I liked it.
Oh, it's great. I mean, the passion for baseball in Latin American countries is...
Why did people hate on it?
Because the players hated on it more than anything.
Oh, okay. Because they had to play before the season started.
Bitching about it.
Yeah.
I like that thing, dude.
They've got it so sweet. I mean, if you're a professional soccer player, I mean, international soccer dominates. You know, they play almost year-round. Like, they don't have a vacation. They have, like...
Right.
You know, probably like 2 months off.
And they have big tournaments. Yeah. They have their league cups. Everything. They have World Cups. Exactly. They got these national games.
If it's not the club, you know, season, then it's the club tournament.
If it's the club tournament,
then it's the, you know, the national squad. I mean, they get work year round. And baseball players are like,
it's all honed into one thing.
I have to play for an additional 2 weeks.
Right. It's all honed into one thing.
No way.
Plus all the friends.
Fight for the playoffs. That's all it is. The World Series, that little tournament for the World Series is it. That's it. That's all pro baseball's about. Can you get some Major League playoffs in World Series? It's not about apparently, some World Baseball Classic, some whatever. I think the world could handle more big baseball tournaments, honestly. I love that World Baseball thing. It was cool.
Yeah.
Seeing Chipper in the USA thing and Ortiz and all those guys, and the Koreans with a decent team. Matsuzaka, we got to see a good look at that dude.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I like that shit.
I enjoy it too.
Keep it up.
Cool tournament.
Ladies and gentlemen, keep watching Michael Phelps do his thing. Keep buying McDonald's. They're like a big supporter of the Olympics. Is the Olympics like the Red Cross? Do you give money
to the Olympics?
Yeah.
I think you're doing it every time you
buy. One last question. Is the Olympics big business? Do they got their house on? I mean, is it like fucking...
Oh, it's not a private company, though.
Yeah.
U.S., like the United States Olympic team, are they well-funded?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not well-funded, so we got to take a little break. I'm back after this. Welcome back, miscreants. To the Short Pants Radio Show, the return show from an extended vacation. We're talking big time MLB. We're talking League of Women Voters. We're talking rosters. We're talking PMF. We're talking Mothership on the Rawls and the FC. We're talking about Rob's pitching staff. We're talking about my pitching stuff.
It took you 3 months to come up with that one, right?
Yeah, I was locked away like Howard fucking Hughes. Juan, I'll call you later.
Still speckering it up, just waiting for the...
We're talking Adam Dunn playing for the Diamondbacks. Ugh. I don't care for that fucking guy. I used to like him, but I don't care for that.
I like the Dunn. I got no...
Well, anyone who plays for Arizona, Arizona and Cincinnati are like your, like... You like those teams. True. You like those Cincinnati. Teams.
Yeah.
You like the I like the way they do their thing.
I like white ball players. What can I say?
Right. So, we were just talking before we started recording again. And you guys, by the way, out there listening, you know the setup. Ashtray, there's soda, everyone's phone is out, the laptops are out, we're at the table, it's clean. By the fucking way, this place up here looks great. You guys are fucking totally... And let's, on top of that, give a big welcome to the newest members of the 338 crew. Kelly and Nicole in the fucking, literally in the house.
Here, here.
Doing it up. The place looks great.
There's girls coming. Yeah.
Guys, this place is looking really great.
Ladies,
hear me.
Ladies touch.
It's really awesome.
Ladies touch goes a long way.
It's going to get even better.
It's going to get even better.
Or gayer, depending on what you
think
of it.
Right, right. Yeah. I think it's awesome.
Yeah. Synonyms. Yeah. Sometimes better is gayer. Not often.
I know I've asked you before, Chris, when is Bex stepping up?
2 months. She's moving in.
Got the staggered entry.
That's that energy. I was like stunned. I'm like, whoa. That's
we're
awesome.
Expecting that, were you?
Yeah.
Now, because yeah, can I get months. It? Can I get in depth a little bit? And I know you want to hear this too. Does your guys' rent go down?
Or it goes up. Yeah. I mean, we're gonna put in a bigger share, but obviously, yeah, we're gonna be splitting it with the ladies. It's not like we're taking them out to dinner for the next 2 years.
So, hey,
paying a rent or something.
Try 4 fucking years. It sucks.
Happening. It's not that. We're going Dutch, you know. On the rent.
Yeah, you're going Dutch.
Oh yeah,
definitely. And how's it going? I mean, you guys have big rooms, so it works, right?
It should work. We haven't really.
But you got to put away the old, you know. You got to put away the old triple X.
Yeah, put the smut away.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, to put a little.
Or you just have to know how to
hide it
clear your history.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. And empty the cache.
Hide those folders.
Rename your obbies.
I mean,
put away the black tail collection.
Right. But it's good. You guys like it?
It hasn't started yet for me. You know,
it hasn't started yet for me.
1 week and she moves in. But Nick here has, we got what, 2 weeks in? 2 weeks deep?
This is week two.
Does she like it?
So far, yeah.
She hasn't
it's going to get real rough for her, I'm not going to lie.
In what way?
Far so
I am lying. Well, the thing is, like, she's in class Monday through Wednesday till 10, so.
Okay.
You know, and she was away last weekend, so I don't think it's totally, you know.
Dude, once the other girl shows up, this is like, you know, in the freshman dorms when, like, you know,
it is
their buddy hasn't shown up yet. It's like, Kelly's going to be like, my buddy's coming.
Yeah,
right.
The girl is coming in a week.
Yeah.
And it's going to change
things. Well, last night was her first night where I wasn't here. So it was sort of like...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's interesting.
House,
that's good
so,
stuff.
Yeah, I thought that was actually, you know, pretty good.
Chris
is really excited to have control of the remote.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. Dude, forget it. That's the war. That's the war at home.
Nice.
I win the fucking war. BTW.
Yeah.
Mike Jones as Michael Rapp.
Dude, you win the war. If the war is against us, you win the war.
Right.
I mean, you got to respect a genius, you know?
That's what
You're
I...
probably the best remote jockey I've ever seen in my life.
Comes from years and years of hard work training.
I've seen one better in my life.
Who?
Chris.
This
dude was a fucking... It was before the age of, you know, TiVo, DVR. This guy...
Before the guy.
You'd never see a commercial. You'd never miss a play. You'd never miss, like, the show. The guy was a...
He's like that.
He was touched by some... I don't believe...
But you want to say an angel?
This guy was touched by something very special. With the skills on the remote.
I can vouch. It was amazing.
Wow. Well, Chris,
and that's
I want to know how's it going for you being now you're holding down the bachelor end of the house.
Yeah, for the most part.
You got to love the way the place looks.
Oh, I'm completely.
And Kelly and Nicole are cool, so you got to be you.
Exactly.
And you got your own space.
Exactly.
See, that's the point.
Exactly.
When you got 3 floors, 4 bedrooms,
it's
dining room, 2 kitchens, living room, foyers, fireplaces that don't work. Windows everywhere, cable TV running everywhere. It's gonna be all right.
I mean,
dumbwaiter.
It's not like
it's the size of your average Manhattan apartment.
Yeah. It's true. It's not like we're in a three-bedroom apartment. You know, everyone's, like, privacy. Everyone can have their privacy. You know?
It's awesome.
Yeah.
And that's why it works. Yeah. That's why it will work.
Yeah.
You know? So, back to baseball. Rob, you were talking right before the break, or right during the break, excuse me, about you're going to, A, you wanted to know when trades could resume. Everyone's ears perked up, so why do you want to know? And Rob says, Rob?
I'm feeling very volatile right now, and the staff is on the block, entire staff.
You know, Halliday.
Halliday's on the block.
Lackatack?
Lackatack's on the block. You name it.
C. Young.
Staff is on the block. Yeah.
So you're saying you'll take a second baseman for one of your top six?
I mean, if Kazmatsui was still out there, again.
You got a guy named Alexi Ramirez.
No, at this point, I'm looking for a big, legitimate bat. Yeah. I'm looking for, you know, 130 ribs.
Did you hear me?
Alexi Ramirez? No. I'm looking for 130 ribs. I'm looking for 50 doubles, you know.
You want a big
30
bat.
Bombs.
Big
I want bat. The bat. I want a Carlos Lee. I want, you know, that's what I'm looking for.
Hmm.
Well, I got Carlos Lee.
Well, let's talk about it.
Wow. Wow.
You guys want to do it right now?
Are you guys... No, Rob.
In front of you guys?
You're going to dismantle this thing? This...
Your staff? I like your staff a lot.
Who? Yeah. So do I. Where does it get me?
Right.
Sniffing bubble butts.
But, do you think the answer is to get rid of your staff? Or...
Listen, I don't even know what's happening anymore. I'm very upset.
Holy shit!
I think you got potentially the best staff.
I think I do have the best staff in the league.
I think you do.
And I'm in eighth place, so what's it doing for me?
I mean, you could use a little help up the middle. Sure.
Mike Avilas, by the way,
dude. Where the? Yeah, I don't know what to expect from him. You know, what is he? Is he Clint Barmas? I don't know what the fuck he is.
Now, the trade deadline's come and gone, and the commissioner says, when is trading resume? After the... Right, immediately after the...
After the playoffs.
Oh, man, after
well,
playoffs.
Immediately after the end of the Major League season, all contracts cascade down the slots. So all the slots... Once the LWV season is over, all the slots cascade down, so slots are opened up.
Okay.
Let the record show that the commish just made a motion.
Yeah, I'm also just
a bear swiping a bee.
Like, literally.
It was supposed to suggest a waterfall.
Yeah. I was thinking like patting a young boy.
It looked like a Sasquatch trying to caress something.
It's like telling me, it's okay, you can have Paul Mahomes for 3 years if you want.
Paul Mahomes, he's a madman.
By the way, DLBP will not budge on Chris Davis. I mean, I offered him fucking the Dalai Lama.
Chris Davis come up and hit like a home run every other game.
I know. He'd be such a good fucking addition to the mothership.
He missed out on about 50%.
Yeah, he didn't call him up for a long time.
He didn't. He sat on him, and like five people picked him up.
I gotta say, it's not like, you know, it was. He just like sort of forgot. Like other people picked him up, and people were like, no, no, no. He's DLBP's.
Well, right, that's what I mean.
Well, I'm sure in his mind he's thinking, I only have so many, you know, this such movement.
He was fucking raking bombs every game.
Right. Sometimes patience is rewarded and sometimes it makes you look like a tool.
And so, Pena was struggling.
From the day
too.
He came up, he's been a genius.
No, that's a good dude. And you've seen him play on TV. I like that.
You got a good point. It's a gamble.
But the point is, though, Carlos Pena was sucking a little bit, dude. Carlos Pena was kind of shitty.
Are you going to drop Carlos Pena?
No, but you bench him and you bring up Davis and you drop some little shit breather.
Yeah.
And, you know, my point is, like, dude, and I'm going to say this again about John's team, dude hasn't made strategically the most dynamite moves all year, but his team is just killing. I'm going to say it again. Rollins has not had one of a Rollins year.
That's the story. You look at these guys who are in places they've never been before. You know, DLBP, I don't think, has been 15 games out of first place on August, you know, mid-August. He's never been there.
Oh, no way.
And,
he's been steadily climbing over the... You know, his first year was god-awful. He took Veritek as the first pick of the draft. And, you know, it was just like a learning curve. But he's steadily...
Say that again.
Steadily gotten better.
He took Veritek?
Steep foot, yeah.
What I'm saying is that they've got...
That's awesome. That's awesome. That's fucking bold, dude. Steve, I like that.
Steve learned
you hadn't heard that before?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is a learning curve. That is balls, dude.
It sent shockwaves through the...
He wanted the captain, dude.
what happened? You got to have an anchor.
You wanted a top 25 catcher.
He just started paying attention. He started reading shit. He's like last year, the Alex Gordon pick was very indicative of the fact that he had started
savvy,
paying close attention.
He picked up Lincecum at the beginning of last year.
Yeah,
Lincecum was on pace, you know, before he got hurt for 250.
That was a free agent pickup.
Yeah.
Dude, that never happened now. And that's another thing. That will never happen again with the minor league draft. That'll never happen again, people.
With the waiver system with the rookies coming.
Well, and I've only been in this my second year, and I've already, like, there was, and I'm not going to say the good old days, because I like holding. I like having Kershaw. I can just hold him. Aiden Hart, Paul Kovar. That's my, guys, that's my staff next year. And we're going to be in. Not in a good place, but I'm not overpaying for these pitchers, dude. I will not overpay for these pitchers, man. I will not overpay for playing once a week. I will not fucking do it. I'm like, GM, I'll pay the $3.
Yep.
For Joe Stinky Saunders. Like you say, Rob, you counted on Bedard this year. You're five-year guy.
Zilch.
You counted on Bedard and Chris Young this year. Big time.
But the thing is, that's what's amazing is that your staff still... Like, week to week, your pitching numbers are great compared to, you know, the rest of the league. You're at the top in a lot of categories.
Yeah.
So what's the issue?
The issue is no bats. The issue is I was starting Carlos Gomez for most of the season. It left.
Yeah.
You know?
That'll do it.
I came in with Franklin. I had a lot of hope Goody? For F. Goody, and he tanked it big time.
Rick got in your head about that one. You guys had a bidding
war. I don't know. Yeah, I was looking at him. He looks good. He's you know. I don't
Gomez
know.
Or
no,
Frank Gutierrez. Yeah.
I wonder. Do you think Rick was doing a little campaign of misinformation?
Like fuck you, Dome.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I mean, pretty much every like Indians dude shit that like Garco shit the bed was out of nowhere.
Yeah, the whole team completely disintegrated between injuries and just guys not doing what everybody thought they would do.
Garco was a stunner. I thought that guy was about to take off.
I know.
I thought no matter what he hit, the question with him was, you know, would the power come?
Yeah.
But I thought he, you know, hit around 280.
He's a mess.
Nick, why are you losing 17-1 on Thursday night?
It's been a rough week.
Holy shit, Lacey on the rolls.
Yeah. I mean, I had some decent stuff going on today, but he started off with Beckett's, you know, 8 innings.
Okay.
One run performance.
He's got brawn.
Yeah, if you keep this up, I could be in ninth place at the end of this fucking week.
He's been nailing it.
What are you doing?
I'm in danger of losing the top slot.
You're all right. You're beating BI. I need a big week. I can't finish 10th place, guys, or below. I can't. It's too much of a hit to the ego. I'm going to speak now as the host. I cannot finish in 10th place. I will not. I will not finish in 10th fucking place. I won't. Fuck that, dude. Jabba Chamberlain needs to get back on the fucking field. John May needs to step it up, get another tattoo, and call me. Eddie Coons needs to fucking pitch tonight.
Someone finally picked up Coons.
Yeah. I got him, dude.
You're trying to get me to pick him up.
Why? What's wrong with Eddie Coons?
Well, because I told you I needed to say it, and you're like, Eddie Coons, dude.
Dude!
I don't remember that.
Yep.
So, I want to ask the commissioner. We got the commissioner, you guys.
Yep.
By the BTW. We got the commissioner here.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, we've talked a little bit. I know you've talked about it a little bit, and you're not one to just throw stuff out there. People usually come to you with stuff.
Right.
We were hanging out, and you had mentioned, you know what, Mikey... these $3 guys in these long-term deals really dilutes the amount of talent that gets recycled in the league.
Right.
I'm paraphrasing, but that's pretty much the gist.
That's correct.
And what have you... And I guess, I don't know, we can all write in, ladies, please write in for next week's show. And we're doing a show pretty fucking regularly now because we got to through the end of the year. The shit's heating up too big time. But the point is, what... Just off the top of your head, what could you do about it? Like, what can you do?
Well, it's something
you got guys locked in for five seasons.
It's something that I know there were concerns raised before we went to this new extension and slot system.
Right.
About how many $3 guys, you know, before the season.
Right.
I put out a call to the people in the league who are very interested in rules decisions.
And the, I know.
Otherwise, the rules committee.
The shadow. Yeah. The shadow government. Right.
Because I was worried about it after the way the auction went this year, and after the way things were playing out.
Right.
I was worried there just wasn't enough turnover on stuff. And
me too. And we can go back in the records.
And I want a chance
to bid on Chase Utley one of these years.
Right. Right.
And I will fucking, you know, if I, dude, what is the point of me having $75 if I can't buy nobody?
That's the main thing. That
I want to spend it on Jeff fucking Samardzija. Get that dude out of here.
It's become unbalanced. But okay, the thing is, we're not changing anything this year.
Right. Of course.
We were thinking about doing something mid-year, which was pretty seriously considered, but
right.
You just can't.
It's like tax law. You close loopholes.
Right.
Tax. You know. It's just.
So things are going to change in the off season. There are some very interesting proposals out there.
Could you summarize a little bit on the top?
Pretty much. Like the main thing. The main thing I'm looking for. I don't want to make this confusing because
go ahead. It's all right.
But pretty much the number of guys you can extend without having to take to arbitration is going to be slimmed down incredibly to like 3 or 4 guys.
One idea is the number of guys you can extend on their current salary will totally slim down. You can't do it to,
so pretty much the idea would be to limit
the number of keepers.
Right. Well, not necessarily keepers. Like if you have a guy who you know if you love your team, you can keep them, but you have to take them through arbitration. There's going to be way more guys going through arbitration because the guys who are being extended just willy-nilly at $3
right.
is way too big, and it's throwing off the salary cap.
I hear you.
So there's going to be you're only going to be able to protect without having to take through arbitration, you know, a handful of guys, let's say.
Let me just speak for myself, but I hope I speak for some other people. Yeah, I like having Hamilton at $3, but come when his deal's up, I'm not afraid to pay the guy what he's worth.
Right.
You know, but I'll pay a guy what he's worth.
At the same time,
if everyone else does too.
At the same time, there are you know 3 or 4 guys who, if you find them like a Hamilton, you're rewarded by being able to extend him.
Okay.
Which is what the initial idea was, but they're just
stockpiling the $3 guys is what the idea is.
Order friendly.
Yeah.
The league stagnates as a result. Everything's seized up. You saw the lack of activity, and that's because there's no incentive to be moving around when you got these guys locked up, you know, really indefinitely at a total bargain price.
I think the biggest problem with the league is that you can lock up a guy from age 23 to 33 for $3.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And that's a problem.
Well,
you know,
I agree.
There are two proposals out there right now. Basically, one is limit the number of keepers, but put them in long-term slots. You can keep recycling guys through long-term slots. The other is just you can't lock people up for 10 years at a time, but you can extend them for another year for that price.
Yeah.
Both of them, the idea is that you can. You know, have some continuity on your team.
Right.
You know, but you will eventually have to take a number of people to arbitration.
Yeah.
And keep recycling them through. So, I mean, I think there's a lot of good ideas out there, and we're going to come up with something that's going to be pretty good and pretty fair, and it's going to boost the activity, especially in the off season and at the draft.
Well, I'm all about it. I'm all for it. Let me just chime in a bit. I'm all for it, man. I want to see more guys at the auction.
Yeah. The auction was really, the auction was pretty sobering for me.
I want to spend this money.
Yeah,
you know,
and there are no big money guys out there anymore. Like the guys who are making big money now are guys who were like carried over from where they were drafted during original drafts and had like dollars attached.
Michael Young.
Yeah,
$22.
Yeah, with a few exceptions, but I mean, basically the ultimate premise of the contract system right now is that, you know, it's going to be somewhere. The value guys are going to be somewhere between locked up between, like, you know, 4 and 10 years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, as much fun it is to play GM, it's not the most stimulating way.
I think it'll be funner. Honestly, I think it'll be funner. And definitely. You know, the sting will be you lose a guy, but you get a guy back. Just spend a little fucking money.
As someone who's
and you'll be able to keep a nice core of $3 guys. I mean, if I can keep
four of my $3 dudes, that's, I'll take it. Yeah. I'll tell you right now, Hamilton, fucking, that's it, I guess.
Joe Saunders.
Joe Saunders, who's, you know, guys like that. Yeah. I got a nice $4, $3 crew.
We have a good thing going, but we can even make it better.
I think we're all attached to our teams, but the thing is, like, I mean, every year in every keeper league, everybody's, you're going to be attached to your team by the end of the next season. Like,
right.
We've got a cool thing going where, like, you get to actually build your team and work it like a real roster. I think that's cool, and we'll preserve that, but, I mean, we need more turnover.
A little turnover.
And there has been a lot of shuffle, just not to end on a pessimistic note, there has been a lot of turnover in the standings this year, which has been...
It's worth noting. There's been a lot of people who, you know, 2 years ago weren't, you know, in contention. Right. They're really solid team. I mean,
it's easy.
The system's not broken.
It's easy for us to say, I guess.
To get around the edges.
Like I say, my main thing is I want a chance one of these years to bid on Hanley.
Yeah.
To bid on Chase Sully. I want other people want to bid on fucking Hamilton or whatever the fuck
the
else,
thing is,
you know?
The thing is... Draft day and auction day is hands down the best day of the fantasy baseball season. When
right.
There's a lot of stuff out there. So we're trying to find something that allows you to keep your better players. If you really love that dude, you can keep him. You have to arbitrate for him, pay a little extra for him.
Well, let
to
me.
Keep him from, but the auction is the centerpiece of the fantasy baseball season, as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely. And you want more shit going down.
Yeah.
It'll be nuts. Imagine it. All these big-time guys out there, and you don't have to draft the whole team. You got your eye on, like, fucking two guys. They're expensive. They're big. Your team is going to fucking change if you bring them in. Like Rob is talking about. He wants an overhaul. You want to go get some dudes.
Yeah.
If we had a little... If we had a fucking...
What else?
If we had a...
I want to meet some guys. That's all.
Sounds like Rob's Thursday night.
I want to close it off a little bit. Guys, I want to close it with this. They call it the League of Women Voters Constitution. What is the premise of the Constitution? That it can be ratified. That's the American way. And as United States citizens, we believe in that concept. And it's also poignant because the fucking Olympics are on. The flag is waving everywhere. So tonight before you go to bed... go online, Wikipedia the Constitution, and look that motherfucker up. And then Wikipedia the LOWV Constitution. That shit can be ratified. So those guys who are fucking want to hold on forever, I'm talking to you, whoever you are, and I'm going to shine a light on you. You guys who don't want to give up your guys because you got them on the cheap, I'm going to weed you out. I'm going to talk about you on air.
The stamp is the highest form of patriotism.
Goddamn right. That said, God bless the United States, and God bless this league. Yeah.